So this is a story about a missionary lady. She was not young. She was sort of old like me. Sorry. And she was working with the tribe people of Africa out in the bush. And it's very difficult to work sometimes in some areas of the world because you have competition. In that case, where she was, the competition was the witch doctor. Now, the witch doctor is somebody who works what we would say in darkness, in spiritual darkness. The witch doctor relies on the enemy, Satan, to do his medicine. And usually what he does is he brings nothing but hurt and fear to the people. But he's very, very powerful, and everybody's afraid of him. So here's this missionary lady in her little house, and suddenly someone appeared at her door out of breath. Missionary lady, you've got to come to this village on the other side of that hill. The chief's baby daughter has come down with a fever, and she's not recovering, and they're afraid the little baby's going to die. Please come. Maybe you can pray. So the old lady made her way through the jungle, and when she arrived at the village, the people all over the village were crying. This is a true story. When she got there, all the women were wailing because this was an important grandchild. This was the grandchild of the chief of the village. And that's a very, very sad thing. And so as she came among the women, they weren't even looking at her. They were not even paying attention to her because they knew what had happened. Because before the old lady got there, someone came out of the house and said, "The child." And so the sadness that was among all of them was incredible. But she made her way over to the house anyway. And there was no one to stand in her way because the chief had gone for a walk because he was so sad. I don't know where the baby's mother was. I don't know all of those details. I only know everybody was crying. Everybody was distraught. The interesting thing about an African house, the old, old African house made of mud and grass, is it has no windows. And so when you go in from the very bright sun, you walk inside this little house, and I've done it so many times, for the first few moments, you can't see anything because your eyes have gone from bright sunlight to dark, inky blackness. And so as the old lady stepped into the hut, it took a moment for her eyes to sort of focus. And as her eyes began to focus, she could see the embers, the burning coals of a little fire on the dirt floor. And then laying near the fire was a motionless little blanket containing the body of a little baby child. And then as her eyes focused more, she saw the ugliest man she'd ever seen. There sat the witch doctor with a bone stuck through his nose, his face all painted up, gnarly and ugly. And as he sat there with chicken feathers hanging out of his hair, and he's hanging on to dried out chicken guts in his hands, because this was the source of his power, he looked up at the old missionary woman and he said, "Woman, you're too late. The baby's dead." With that, the old missionary lady suddenly felt faith in her heart. She lifted her bony finger and pointed at the witch doctor and said, "You need to know, I came slow. But my Jesus is never too late. In the name of Jesus, death be gone. Baby, live." And the baby sneezed. And she looked at the witch doctor and she said, "Get out." And the witch doctor jumped up and he actually stepped into the fire and screamed, "Ow!" as he ran out of the house. And that day, he lost all authority, he lost all the respect of the people, and no one ever feared him again. That little baby lived to grow up and be a beautiful young woman, you need to remember, Jesus is never too late. You remember that. Okay. There's your story.